Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Linda, and this is Soul in the Sea, and we are so glad that you are with us this evening. We're going to be talking about beating depression. You know, this is the holidays, and for some people, this can be such a joyous time. They're with their family and friends, and everything is beautiful. They're celebrating and thinking of the New Year's resolutions of what they want to bring into the new year. And that's a great time for some people. But for some people, this is a very lonely time. You know, they may have some regrets of what happened in the year that passed. Maybe they've lost some loved ones. And a lot can go on. They can just be lonely. So, you know, we wanted to reach out to those people that may be having a hard time through this holiday season as we transition from one year to the next. We wanted to reach out to those who may be having a hard time and may be hurting. You know that God is with you, for you, and so loves you. And we want to just lift up in prayer for those. Father God, we just thank you for this moment that we, as always, can come to you. Help us to be reminded that you are God and God alone, and that no matter what, you're there for us. You're ever present. You're a part of us, you're in us, you're through us, and you're around us. Father God, we just lift up those who may be having some symptoms of depression and feeling lonely. Speak to their heart, Lord, and let them know that, you know, they're not alone because you're ever present with them. Let them know that you are God and that, you know, this situation too shall pass. Lord, teach them new ways to overcome and to speak positively to themselves, to encourage themselves. Bring loved ones who will bring love and happiness into their lives. Father God, send your angels just to touch them, to let them know, open up doors of opportunities, present jobs, if that be the reason, increase financial wealth and abundance. Lord, we speak that into existence. As the new year comes, we ask that you open up doors of opportunities, that you present life in a positive way, and that people see that life is good and that you are good. These and all blessings we ask in our Savior Jesus' name. Amen. So we just want to lift that prayer up. And then we want to have a song by Kirk Franklin, Imagine Me. You can imagine yourself to be happy, prosperous, wealthy. It's all about what you're thinking and how you're talking to yourself. So let's listen to Kirk Franklin and Imagine Me.
Thank you. Allowing me to see myself the way you see me.
Imagine me,
That was Kirk Franklin and Imagine Me. You know, did you catch that part where he says, gone, all gone. Whatever is bothering you, whatever has held you down this year, think of it, write it down, look at it, and let it go. Say it's gone, gone, all gone. You know, God can take it away if you let him. It's about your mindset and what you are thinking about. I'm going to turn this over to my co-host, Ms. Tabitha Jones, and we're going to go over what depression is and what are the signs and what can you do. So here's Tabitha.
Hello, everyone. I want to talk a little bit about understanding depression. First, I'm going to give you the definition, and I'm going to give you some symptoms of it, and also going to give you some affirmations and different things to try to help you to better understand what depression is, because sometimes we can be depressed and not really realize that we are depressed. Understanding depression. Depression is a prolonged emotional tone dominating an individual's outlook and mood. Normal moods of sadness, grief, and elation are typically short-lived and part of everyday life. But these can progress into a depressed mental state. Other symptoms often accompany depression, but the most common symptoms of major depression are deep sadness or emptiness, loss of interest or pleasure in usual activities, agitation or restlessness, physical hyperactivity or inactivity, sleep disturbances, weight appetite disturbances, diminished ability to think or concentrate, feeling of excessive guilt, self-reproach or worthlessness, feelings of fatigue or loss of energy, and morbid thoughts of death or suicide. And another one that's kind of come out to me was persistent aches or pains, headaches, cramps, or digestive problems that do not ease even with treatment. And a lot of times a lot of people ache and a lot of people have headaches and digestive problems, and it could be a symptom of depression. If a person experiences at least 5 of these symptoms for 1 month, they have a major depression. Mild depression would typically be defined as having 2 to 4 of these symptoms for over 1 month. Bipolar disorder, manic depression, includes swings from deeply depressive moods to wildly manic moods. Elation, irritability, hostility, inflated thoughts of self-boasting with many and variations. When we asked what brings you pleasure in life, most unsaved depressed people will look down and finally say something like nothing. A lot of these, let me give you a couple of affirmations as well. Overeating and thoughts of suicide, we have the, later on we're going to give you a suicide number so you can call if you know of someone who has these symptoms, or if you yourself have these symptoms. These are really good to know. These are some affirmations. Worldly burdens can seem insurmountable, but God can scatter them to the wind. Don't give up. Pray to God to relieve you from thoughts that lead to depression. He is faithful and just and will answer your prayer. God's word gives us hope. Hope for joyful and fulfilling life. Remember your word to your servant for who you have given your hope. And that is Psalms 119. For me, sometimes I, have a lot of headaches. And, that stood out for me. And I, wanted to reiterate that because a lot of symptoms you don't know about that you could actually have, and it could be leading to depression. So myself now, I'm kind of trying to look at some of these symptoms myself and kind of realize and try to weed out to see if I'm going through a state of depression, because everyday life and everything you go through is so fast paced now. Nobody really slows down or take time to just be still.
Yeah.
No one really takes time to be still, and I think that's very important. You know how you have to reboot your computer? You have to cut it off sometimes. You're going to have to just sit down and be still sometimes and get the mind right and refocus, because you can go and overload and not really realize it. And then sometimes it can be embarrassing to people, and they don't want to talk about it. And further you go down into depression, it's very hard for people to come out of depression. We studied that a lot in psychology, just how people can continue on with the everyday life and not really realize it. And before you know it, you're in a deep, deep depression. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to come out of it because you don't want to go anywhere. Your family members try to get you out and try to get you here, and you just don't feel like it. And you make up all kind of excuses in the world to keep from doing what needs to be done. Sometimes you just need to step outside and get a breath of fresh air. When you stay cooped up in the house and you're looking at all these walls and wall to wall and you just stand in there, it can just get you deep, deep, deep rooted in a depression. And Linda's going to talk a little bit about being deep rooted, and I'm going to pass this over to her.
Okay. Well, we did go over some of the signs, and one of the signs is, if they have a persistent sad, anxious, or empty feeling, or we don't like to talk about it, or that they may have thoughts of suicide. If someone is going through a depression and they have those thoughts and they are overwhelming, it's all that they can think about, as a family member or a friend, you have to take that seriously. And it's okay, as a nurse we've learned that it's okay to ask them, have you thought about it? Are you thinking about it? is that come up, especially when they are in a funk that you know is no doubt about it. So you can ask them. You can ask them if they have a plan. It is not going to make them do it because you asked, but you can see how serious it is. And we have the suicide a call number. It is 1-800-784-2433 or 800-273-8255. And I'm going to repeat that again. It's 800-784-2433 or 800-273-8255. You know, when people express suicidal ideations or thoughts or intentions, take them seriously and call because you may save their lives. You know what? And you know, be close to them. Keep an eye on them. And sometimes, especially us in the Black community, we don't want to seek out professional help. No. But sometimes people need professional help. And it's okay because you may be saving your life or someone's life. If you're in a funk and you've tried everything, you know, sometimes it's time to go to that next level. Trust me, trust God. He will take you through this, but he also brings people. God works through people. He brings people into our lives to help, and there's professionals that can help you through some situations. So if you've reached a certain point or you're a loved one of someone, please encourage them to seek professional help through a mental health professional. Mostly what we're talking about today is that situational depression when there are situations, timing, seasonal affective disorder kind of thing. There are seasons that bring this thing on. There are natural depression busters that I'm going to talk about now. Like one, of course, is to connect to God, spend time in prayer, meditation, pour out your heart to God. You know, there is, we talk about this all the time. You have to have some alone time, some quiet time. One of these shows, we're going to talk about meditation and even meditate on the show to show people how to quiet their mind and to empty those thoughts. You know, sometimes you have to empty the negative thoughts. I'm no good. I never do anything right. Are you talking to yourself that way? Well, you need to change your self-talk. You know, I am successful. I am prosperous. God made me to be an abundant and prosperous individual, and I am so. Connect to your spiritual family, friends, you know, go attend church, go to gatherings, push yourself to do these things, meet friends, connect to your family and friends. Talk about it. Talk about what you're feeling to those who you love and can trust. You know, we can't talk about everything to everybody, but there are people in your lives or in your sphere of influence. Now even some churches and stuff have people that you can talk to. If you have nobody, you are welcome to message us. You know what I'm saying? There is a guest call-in number, even if today, 760-695-1120. If God placed somebody's heart that really needed, you can call that number. Or you can message us when you hit the thing. But I'm going to save the call-in number again. Again, that's 760-695-1120. We will help direct you to someone. And we'll pray with you. We'll be with you. Get into a routine. I'm going back now to some of the things that you can do naturally to help yourself. You know, because we're talking about those people maybe who have a situational depression, a depression because of the situation they're in, a depression because it's this time of year and they're kind of not in a good place. So you want to get into a routine. You want to set goals. Exercise. You know, exercise boosts chemicals in your body called endorphins, and so it gives you a natural pick-me-up. Eat healthy and avoid caffeine. Caffeine has been attributed to depression, the caffeine, and so if you're drinking 3 or 4 coffee a day, you might want to kind of eat back. And eating healthy, some foods have naturally have things in them, like fish and stuff like that has omega-3 fatty acids and those kind of things that kind of naturally do things. Get enough sleep. Go to bed at the same time. Try not to take a nap during the day. Take distractions out of your bedroom, your computer, da-da-da-da-da, your cell phone and all of those things so that you can get enough sleep. Take on responsibilities. A lot of times when people are depressed, they don't want to take on new responsibilities. They just want to get in the house, shut themselves off. But this is a good time to take on some new responsibilities. Stay involved. Go to work. Push yourself to do those things. Volunteer. A lot of times if you do something to help someone else, You know, if you have a lonely neighbor, you know, take some cookies over there. You know, those things, to do something for somebody else, to do something in honor of service, can help you and help you feel better. Volunteer. Challenge negative thoughts. We're always talking about what is your self-talk. We gave you some affirmations. You know, challenge those negative thoughts when they come up. You know, you can do that scripturally. Meditate on the word and what God has said. Like in Proverbs 23:18, there is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. You know, God has a plan for you. He will not forget you. You can rest assured that your future is secured in God's plan. 2 Corinthians 4:1, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, you know, what is your service to others? Continue to do that. We do not lose heart. Don't give up. You have a job to do. God has placed us all here with a plan and a purpose. Live your life as a testament to God's generous and tender mercies. You know, your Father's blessings are greater than the blessings of the ancient mountains and the bounty of the age-old hills. That came from Genesis 49:26. This reminded Jacob and his sons of the many blessings that God has bestowed upon us. When you are feeling sad or depressed, contemplate on how God has blessed you and re-energized your soul. And I'm going to give you one more. Therefore, prepare your mind for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Christ Jesus is revealed. Depression can lead to idleness. Instead, fix your eyes on Jesus, and he will give you good thoughts that will lead to good actions. Just some things. You've got to change yourself. I am powerfully, what did the Bible say? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Repeat that to yourself, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, he put us on the earth to subdue the earth. I am, and he gave us abundance. You know, I live in an abundant earth, and whatever I need, he will supply my need. He's a good shepherd, as I heard in the word today. And so it takes some mental work to reaffirm yourself and to get away from that negative thinking. And if you, there are supplements out there, St. John's wort, that kind of thing. Like I said, folic acid and omega-3 vitamins. But before you do those things, check with your physician to make sure that if you're taking other medicines, people don't always think that taking natural supplements can sometimes counteract some of the medicines. So make sure you check. You know, check with your physician before you take any supplements. And also, when you go to your physician and you talk about, hey, I'm depressed or whatever, make sure that you always give them a list of the medications you're taking, including vitamins and supplements, so that they have a complete list, can review your medications, and have you on a healthy plan. When you're depressed, you're in a rut. So try something new. When you try something new, the dopamine in your brain is increased, and therefore you just get a natural pick-me-up. So, if you know, try painting. You know, try writing, whatever. Just try something new, and that kicks that in. Well, you know, you got some things, Tabitha?
Yes. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. That's Proverbs 17:21. I want to talk a little bit about the consequences of depression. Now, it is clear that depression is related to many factors, primarily the frontal lobe malfunction. Let's consider the consequences of depression. Depression weakens the immune system. Mm-hmm. Power to attack cancer cells increases the risk of fatal stroke by 50%. I'm going to repeat that. Increases the risk of fatal stroke by 50%. Increases the risk of sudden cardiac death in heart attack survivors by 250%, and increases complications of pneumonia. It has been found that depression increased stress hormone levels, hypertension, and headaches. Me, headaches. It complicates diabetes and is the leading cause of suicide, is close relative. The point is clear. Depression should be addressed early, or it may lead to fatal consequences. However, because there is illness, depressed persons have diminished ability to combat their own disease. So
So help is often needed to lift them out of the pit of despair. And that's what we were talking about as far as, you know, if you see someone that's depressed, if you're depressed, you know, you're going to have self-talks to yourself to try to get yourself moving, to get yourself going, to get yourself out of the house. I know it's a struggle. I know it's hard. But if you just put one foot in front of the other, you know that God has your back. He surrounds you all the way around, and he's going to help you through it. Just put one foot in front of the other. And I know, you know, you say, Tabitha, that's easier said than done. Well, I have been there and done that, and I have to put one foot in front of the other. You know, we always talk about the Nike, just do it, you know. You just have to do it, you know, because you, I know you don't want to have a stroke or hypertension, headaches, and all this, you know, and I'm preaching to the choir, I'm preaching to myself, you know, you have to just move forward and do what you need to do to get out of that slump. You know, your brain works by God's designs, and all brain activity, every thought, every feeling, every emotion, every order the brain sends to the organs and cells is a product of the electrochemical signals. And the neurotransmitters most commonly associated with depression is serotonin. And most people that are depressed have a low serotonin levels, you know. So sometimes, you know, you may have to go to the doctor and get some level, your levels checked, get different things checked for yourself to get to where you need to be. And, you know, it's just taking care of yourself, doing what you need to have done. You know, God gave us life so we can live it more abundantly, and we have to do what we need to do to have be happy here on this earth and take care of ourselves, you know. And the thing to that is the proper diet, proper exercise, proper meditation, proper just being still, just letting the mind rest, you know. Once again, I'll say it again, you know, a lot of people don't take time. You know, I could ask you right now, How many people really just sit and be still? I probably, all the listeners, I probably get maybe two, if that. Mm-hmm. If that, I probably get two people that actually say that they sit and just be still and do nothing. I mean, no TV, no computer, no radio, no nothing. Just sitting down and just being still, even just laying flat down on your back, just laying there and just being quiet and just closing your eyes and just being still. You know, those are things that we need to all focus on, you know, on a daily basis. You know, Linda used to have it where we would have to sit for 5 minutes. If we could sit still for just 5 minutes, and I tell you, I was almost bouncing up off the walls at that point because I really couldn't do it because I never really just took the time to do that. But when she brought it to my attention, I decided, okay, well, I'm going to try to take each day 5 minutes, and then you work your way up 5 minutes more the next day, the next day. Until you learn how to meditate, and those are things that Linda was stating that we were going to teach you all how to meditate, how to be still, and teach you how to do these things. Because a lot of things, if you don't know, you don't know what to do until it's too late almost.
Right.
You know, you catch a lot of things at the very last, you know, when now it's like you're digging, trying to go backwards. When you thought you were going forwards, now you're going 50 steps backwards. When you have to listen to your body speaks to you. Your body, you have to know your body. Your body speaks to you. It gives you little signs and symptoms of what's going on with you. And if you can realize different things, you know, sometimes, you know, headaches, me, I think mine more so is I'm not drinking enough water. You know, I used to drink a lot of water, and I kind of stopped these last couple of weeks. So, you know, my body may be dehydrated. It's different things. Your body will give you signs and let you know what's going on. So listen to your body. Do not avoid what it's saying, oh, I'm going to be okay, I'm going to be okay. And then when you get to the doctor, you're not okay. And you knew these signs were a year ago for some people, you know. So we just have to listen to our bodies and get ourselves together so we can know what's going on with ourselves, you know. Just like with the being lonely during the holidays time. You know, we all know that this holiday comes around every year. You know, so kind of start planning in advance, setting goals. You know, October, I'm going to start trying to go out a little more. I'm going to try to meditate a little more. So when the day comes, when the 25th comes, when New Year's comes, when all these things, the day comes, then you can better prepare yourself on how to handle it.
Because sometimes, you know, time just goes by so fast, and before you look up, there's the holidays. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow. Then you're beginning to cry. You're beginning not to want to answer your phone, and everyone's calling, and you don't want to go to the door. You know, you're peeping out the door, you know, don't want to answer it. You know, family members trying to get you out of the house. But if you prepare yourself in advance, then each time the holidays come around, it will get better for you. You know, just take it one day at a time. You know, we all have lost ones, loved ones that we have lost. You know, some just recent and some years. Whether it's 10 years or yesterday, it still hurts. Mm-hmm. It still hurts. But we have to take it one day at a time. And we want you all to know that you are not alone. Right. We are here for you. And we're not just talking, put us to the test. You know, once again, our number is 760-695-1120. 760-695-1120. And you can also, you can email us.
Mm-hmm. You can hit the message board.
Or you can hit the message board on the site. And we will be here. You know, we all have to work together. God put us here to help one another. And that's where a lot of people forget. You know, we're all in this together. You know, but sometimes pride gets in the way. And no one wants to ask for help, or no one wants to say this is how they're feeling, or you don't want anyone to know. But it's not about that. It's about getting yourself better, getting yourself back on track so you can live a happy, prosperous life. And we, once again, we are here for you. And I will repeat that number one more time. It's 760-695-1120. Now, Linda's one, come back on the line. Here we go.
Well, you know, sometimes we, I think we all, I've had periods where I have been depressed, gone through when things haven't, kind of turned out the way you wanted them to, and you get a little bit. But like I said, it is really mental work to change some things in your thought pattern. Thoughts are entities of energy, and you have to work on changing that entity of energy. You know, and God has given us ways to do that. You know, get in your word. Like we said, pour your heart out to the Lord. And, you know, one of the things we can do is be into service of others. I have a prayer. You know, I get messages and email from Iyanla Van Zandt in her daily STEM email, and there was this beautiful prayer there that I'm going to kind of end the program with. It's called I Ask. I ask that you show me the way when I cannot see, Father God. I ask that you clear the path before me when I wander into the wilderness. I ask that you calm my mind, heart, and spirit when I am afraid. I ask that you apply your healing balm to the bumps and bruises from the journey. Father God, I ask that you shelter me from the rain and raging winds of life. I ask that you guide me along the green pasture and restore my soul. I ask, Father God, that you give me the strength to keep putting one foot in front of the other when I feel too tired to go on. I ask that you be the wind at my back, steadily urging me forward. I ask that you anoint my head with oil and fill my cup to overflow. I ask, dear God, that you help me to get out of my own way and surrender to your love. I thank you, Father God, for answering my call and for supplying each and every one of my needs. I thank you for placing this prayer upon my heart and for answering it even before I prayed it. I thank you for your undying love that always endures, uplifts, and encourages me. I am so grateful, and my heart is so full. We let that be so in our spirit, and so it is. And that was written by Minister Danielle Hatchell, just putting that out there. You know, we had a challenge that ended today that you surrender some negativity
to God. You know, you give it up. You let it go, just like Kirk Franklin was saying. Some things you just, before this new year ends, if you're holding on to depression, if you're holding on to anger, if you're holding on to jealousy and all these negative qualities that can really be put in a bowl and it really boosts up that depression level in you, we ask that you let them go this year. We've gotten some letters from some people about things that they have let go, and we're going to read those on the next show. The next show we're doing what we call the burning bowl, which is you write down these negative qualities, characteristics, or traits that you're trying to get rid of, and we put them in the burning bowl, and the burning bowl symbolizes that you're cleansing that part and you're letting that go totally. So next week will be a burning bowl ceremony, and we will both be putting things in there that we are ready to let go for the new year.
That's right.
So we are definitely doing that. What's your anonym that you stand for the new year?
What? PTO.
I'm going to let her explain about PTO, because sometimes you got to let it go and just, hey, it's later for that, okay?
PTO for me is personal time out. It's time out for mess. I'm not rolling it over. I have accrued a lot of PTO this year, and I am going to let it go. So I say that all the time. I tell all my friends, I say, I am not rolling that PTO over. So don't you all roll your PTO over, because it's not worth it. It just adds things into the subconscious that just stays there and stays there, and it has nowhere else to go but to the physical, and then you end up sick.
Right.
So just release it and let it go. And we will talk about all of that next week with our burning bowl, and I'm excited about that because I have several things I need to put into that bowl.
I got some
things. Yes, several things to put into that bowl, and I hope you all would love to put some things in that bowl as well. And we will be reading our challenge that we have had, and we've had a lot of people email in about that, which that's really good. And we're going to just push you all to do the best. And we're all doing it together. It's not just us talking about it. We're doing it with you all as well. And so I hope you all would not roll that PTO over.
Don't roll it over.
And you all take care, and you all have a blessed week. And we will look forward to speaking with you next week.
Okay, we're going to leave out with Kirk Franklin and Imagine Me. You know, we're going to say that again. Imagine yourself strong. Imagine yourself successful, abundant, living abundantly, prosperous, because that's what God has for you. You just got to see it. So be quiet and imagine. And we're leaving out with Kirk Franklin. You have a blessed week. You be powerful because you are. You be awesome because that's how God created you. Imagine Me, Kirk Franklin.
honest with you. And even self-esteem. You never felt good enough. You never felt pretty enough. But imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now.
It's all gone.
Every sin.